A very good afternoon and a warm welcome along to this Community Element show. For this, we're recording this here at Victoria Gospel Hall. And with me is Brian, because it's time for Brian's good news. And I believe we've got lots of talent on the go.
Oh, indeed. Yes. Very good. A football academy run by a former Dons captain is helping thousands of children each week. The Russell Anderson Development School, which was set up in 2012, helps youngsters in disadvantaged areas in the northeast enjoy the chance to play football. Russell, now 40, who retired from playing in 2015 after two spells with the Dons and was named one of the club's greatest players, revealed around 2,500 children from eight schools benefit from coaching sessions every week. He is now aiming to help children meet Scottish Government targets of 2 hours of physical education each week. Russell said, "We're in eight primary schools in Aberdeen at the moment, and we're offering children the opportunity to improve their health and well-being, as well as being involved in football. We need to give them access to quality PE, which they may not be able to get without the service that we provide. We are helping in the region of 2,500 children. The Scottish Government is trying to ensure children take part in 2 hours of free PE a week, and we can help schools deliver that. As well as improving their health and well-being, it also makes children more confident. It's an ongoing piece of work, and it's all down to the partnership we have with the schools we work with. Those relationships have been built up over a few years. We have been in Riverbank for 8 years now, so we obviously have a great relationship with them, and it's a similar story in other schools too. The Development School has been chosen as a candidate in Tesco's Bag for Help initiative, which provides funding of up to £4,000 for community organisations. Russell said, "Hopefully we are successful and it will benefit the work we are doing in schools across the area. Any additional funding we can get will help us in terms of what we can achieve in the future." A children's charity has marked the 15th anniversary of its city base with a special thank you to its oldest volunteer, Norman Hutchison, who recently celebrated turning 100 years old, met Childline's founder, Dame Esther Ranson, yesterday at the charity's city base in Ruby Place. The Aberdeen branch of Childline began in 2004, with Norman starting as a volunteer office administrator at the age of 85. The Dice centenarian said, "I really enjoy going into the base, and I know it is something worthwhile because it frees up skilled people to do their jobs. Some of the things happening to children are shocking. That's why it's so important that Childline is here. It would be good if more men volunteered. It was great to meet Esther again today. I got a lovely message from her wishing me happy returns on my 100th birthday, which was very nice." Another volunteer who started alongside Norman 15 years ago was George Burston, 76, from Turriff, who works as a counsellor and started because he always worked with young people. George said, "When I first started, it was just voice calls, and now it's both voice calls and computer chat. That is the biggest difference, along with the different nature in the types of problems. Children suffering from mental health problems are not so prevalent 15 years ago. Other issues the volunteers have dealt with in recent years include increased rates of cyberbullying, online grooming, and forced marriages. In the last year, the Aberdeen office has handled a total of more than 13,000 counselling sessions. Childline was founded by Dame Esther Ranson, who is most commonly known for being the presenter of the BBC series That's Life. The show became the inspiration behind the charity in 1986. She called Norman a natural treasure and feels inspired by his continued hard work. She added, "It was wonderful to meet Norman, Childline's oldest volunteer, as he celebrates his 100th birthday. I came away from Aberdeen feeling so inspired by all the people I have met here. Childline Aberdeen has been a real flagship for our charity, and it's an honour to visit for the 15th anniversary of it opening. The charity is also in need of more volunteers who can register interest on 0121 227 7577. Children can connect Childline 24 hours a day on 0800 1111 or online at www.childline.org.uk. A North East charity has raised more than £2.2 million towards its Big Build appeal since it launched at the end of last year. The bid to establish a purpose-built facility for Charlie House, which supports babies, children and young people with complex disabilities and or life-threatening limiting conditions, began in November. Last night, a whopping £400,000 donation was made to the charity by the Seven Incorporated Trades of Aberdeen via its Trades Window Fund charity. The money takes Charlie House's total Big Build appeal pot up to £2.2 million out of the £8 million it needs to build and maintain a new state-of-the-art specialist support centre. Brian Donald, factor of the Seven Incorporated Trades of Aberdeen Trades Windows Fund charity, said, "We have known for some time about the Charlie House long-term vision for their Big Build appeal project and were recently delivered an in-depth talk. This highlighted both the great need for the specialist support centre locally and for the funding to enable this to happen. The collective group of trustees were very impressed with the information, plans and what the building will mean for North East families, and we were committed to supporting this. We are delighted to know that our donation will take the appeal over the £2 million mark and hope the appeal continues to gather speed. The money donated by the fund will go towards its creation of the support centre's spa pool area, which is one of the features in the new building." Susan Crichton, Director of Fundraising at Charlie House, said, "We are so grateful to the Seven Incorporated Trades and Trades Windows Fund charity for this very generous donation. We can't quite put into words what this means and still can't believe it. This figure really pushes the appeal forward, and the entire team is celebrating hitting the £2 million mark. The support and interest we have received from the trustees has been second to none, and we are extremely thankful. The centre will have 8 bedrooms, with additional family accommodation set in 4 acres of ground. The Seven Incorporated Trades of Aberdeen also gifted a generous £10,000 to Charlie House in December last year as part of an initiative to benefit children in the area." A head teacher has applauded his staff who have gone above and beyond the call of duty after the school found itself short of teachers. Lochside Academy's fourth-year pupils were required to sit in a classroom with 90 others due to a lack of English teachers. The children were taught this way from January until the end of April. Head teacher Neil Henry said the new £47 million academy experienced a loss of teachers in the middle of the school year, and that proved quite challenging. However, he credits his dedicated staff for rallying together to find a temporary solution to ensure the pupils all received their lessons ahead of their exams. He said, "We sadly lost 2 English teachers, so right away you are struggling, and the chances of recruiting new teachers in the middle of the school year are really, really challenging. Our only issues were that we had 3 National 5 classes and only 1 English specialist. We had a conversation with the principal teacher of English, who is an exceptional teacher. They were dedicated to making sure these students got through this key examination. So we agreed to book the 3 classes into the hall. The hall was protected, the teacher was mic'd up and used a big screen. There were always 2 other teachers in the hall, so we had our ratios covered. Mr. Henry stressed the measures worked in delivering the course, adding, "I am quite confident the exam results will reflect that in August." Another challenge the Academy faced was marking all the pupils' work, and for that, a retired English teacher came to the rescue. Mr. Henry said, "The challenge for the school was we only had one English teacher, and expecting that person to go through 90 folios and marking, that is a huge amount of work. So we did manage to identify a retired English teacher who assisted in the marking. That took a huge pressure off. We're pleased with how it has worked because it was a real challenge and we could have been in a really difficult situation. There needs to be a recognition of the huge amount of work that has been done by the staff." The staff who undertook this role agreed to go above and beyond for their young people. Looking to the future, the Academy has successfully recruited 3 new English teachers to join the staff at the next school. Mr. Henry said, "We have known for a number of years that teachers and staffing in the northeast of Scotland has been challenging. I had 8 probationers, and at the end of their 2 years, they can choose where they want to go. 7 of those 8 are choosing to stay at Lochside. That's a clear indication to me of what they think of the school." Mr. Henry assured parents that the staffing levels for August will sit in a very healthy place. Now, we have a scripture text today taken from Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." Amen.
Amen. Excellent, Brian. Thank you very much for that round of good news stories.
Pleasure, pleasure.
Really good. I have to admit, thinking about the talent in sport, I was not very good at PE. In fact, I had to be kicked over hurdles.
Ooh.
Yes. It just didn't happen. It just didn't come naturally for me. Yet, it's great when there are youngsters who are gifted and to have the weekly football training for them.
That's tremendous.
That is great.
Yes, indeed. So a great deal of thanks must go to Russell Anderson for this service that he has provided. Excellent, yes. Isn't it?
And while we're on with schools, it might be an idea to take account of the issues going on at Lochside Academy for the difficult situation. But when the pedal hits the metal, when things get difficult, you get the staff rallying around to make sure that the students can.
They have done excellent, haven't they? Because they have, as they said, beyond the normal duties and come to the rescue of the school.
Yeah. And, well,
very impressive.
Teachers are worth their weight in gold, and unfortunately they... I mean, yes, they do get paid. They get paid quite a bit. But when I now think about what teachers actually have to do, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Yes, indeed.
And I think people think of teachers getting paid a lot and then being able to have nice long summer holidays. But I don't think that quite happens in the same way.
It doesn't, because they have to prepare for the lessons for the following year and make sure that everything is running smoothly. That's not easy.
No, so they have to do a lot more work. I think quite often they have to do even a fortnight of work beforehand, then they get their holiday, and I think they have to do a fortnight of work afterwards.
Probably, indeed.
Yes, so that's a lot to consider.
Oh, yes.
Now, Childline, and I think what we do is actually pick up on this as a separate community element and the work of Childline, and indeed the thinking about Norman Hutchison, the centenarian who received...
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, he's still doing the work at 100 years old.
And why not? I'm sure you would.
If I'm fit, yes,
yeah.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm only 74.
Yes, you're young at heart.
Indeed, this is true. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, you're very young at heart. So we will pick up on Childline as a separate community element for today. Now, then the last one that we're going to be considering is the continuing story of Charlie House having been awarded a £400,000 cheque by the Incorporated Seven Trades of Aberdeen by the Trades Window Fund charity.
It's an absolutely fabulous donation, that, isn't it?
Yes, but then they do a great work.
They do.
So it's good to see the charity actually being recognised for this.
Well, they deserve the recognition, don't they? But Charlie House really benefiting now, and as it says here, they hope they continues to gather speed, and it probably will, because this advertisement alone is a great advertisement for Charlie House.
Yes. And then it says how to donate. So we will be covering that and indeed other things in the rest of the Community Elements programme. Brian, can I thank you so much for coming in today to do another Brian's Good News.
It's been my pleasure.
And as ever, always very encouraging.
Thank you.
Can we get you to finish off by doing the scripture, please?
Willingly. From Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, which states, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." Isn't that a great encouragement?
Yes. Brian, once again, thank you very much, and see you next week at the same time.
Looking forward to it.